Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Robinson behind, a fake to him. Daniels escapes and runs for the first down.
Cliff called my number and I was like, well, essentially before I told him, like, hey, you know, you can put the ball in my hands. So he called my number, made Cansey miss, and, you know, the O-line did a great job of blocking.
Third and three. Fourth and two. Third and one. Fourth and inches. Doesn't matter. All year long, short yardage, they have gone to a very similar play to that. They pull Cosme to the left. They kind of allow the D-tackle free to get into the backfield, and it's Jaden's responsibility to not let the big guy get you. And he did not.
You know what the level of huevos it takes to pause with your back to the line of scrimmage the way he does on that kind of fake? I understand that's the play, but I might have turned around a little quicker than the play was designed for in that situation, just to try to scamper. But you turn your back to a guy that has beaten everybody in front of you like a drum all afternoon, all evening rather. And, you know, he escapes from Cansey and gets that first down. Just the game sealer, the winner.
John Allen, Deron Payne, Tressway, Terry McLaurin, the longest tenured veterans with this operation, all on to the second round for the first time in their careers. Tressway, 11 seasons with Washington, well over 100 games. Terry's at 97 games. Allen's just over 100. Payne, even more games than Allen just because he's been healthier. And how about, speaking of Deron Payne, you see his finger x-ray?
I couldn't look at it.
The bones were not anywhere near each other.
Ugh.
In that finger.
Live, I was like, what's going on? And then when he came over holding the end of the fingers, they showed that one replay. I'm going, that's all for me. You guys have been great. I can't handle it.
You know that he was going to keep playing. You got nine more of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy for me to say in the press box, but I realized after I tweeted, I'm like, it just looks like a finger injury. He'll be fine. I'm like, easy for me to say.
Yeah.
As I sit here typing. And eating my chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, this particular hangnail has me just all sorts of fatutzed.
You heard Brian Robinson at the beginning of that highlight there on the play action fake. I'm not blaming Brian Robinson for their run problems because nobody can run the ball right now. But I would say that he is having the least success. And there were a couple of times where I thought there were bigger holes or opportunities and he didn't get enough yards. Had 16 yards on 10 attempts. He's now down to under 2.5 yards per carry over the last five games he's run in. I say that to tell you, I need Chris Rodriguez active. He was inactive last night, didn't really understand that, but they have to find a way to get him active. You mean to tell me you couldn't have used that sledgehammer with all those goal line carries that they were doing where they couldn't get any progress or just any of those short yardage opportunities? I need Chris Rodriguez involved in the game plan and certainly dressed against Detroit.
This was my same thesis with Daniels for a few weeks where it just physically didn't look the same to me. That's what Brian Robinson looks like to me right now. Just doesn't look physically the same. I don't know what's going on. I haven't heard a report. I haven't seen any kind of subtweet, someone that knows a tattoo artist that knows a guy that cut his hair one time. I haven't seen anything. But physically, does he look the same to everybody else? Like when before, if he had to kind of tap dance in the hole, he was still going to lower shoulder, thump forward, get 2.5, 3, 4 yards. It feels like now when he gets his momentum stops, there's nothing behind it. There's no acceleration. There's no burst. Even when the hole looks like it's there for a microsecond, he just can't get to it. And that's my point here, is that's why I want Rodriguez. I'm with you. It's not as if he's the second coming of Walter Payton or Barry Sanders. But at this point, I don't think some of those big holes and some of those massive runs are available to them. I need three. I need something reasonable. And one cut, as you said, slam it in there. Chris Rodriguez, I think, would do a better job right now. But maybe it's a pass pro thing. Maybe it's a passing game thing. They involved Robinson as a receiver in space yesterday. I don't know, man. I don't know exactly what's going on with the running game.